Now we come to the fourth book, the book of Numbers, in the Pentateuch of the Psalms. And it opens with a prayer of Moses, the man of God. And it's the only one that we have of Moses. Now, since Moses is the first writer in the Bible, wouldn't you naturally think that if you'd been arranging the book of Psalms, that you would have put the book of Moses here, that is, what we have is the 90th Psalm, wouldn't you have put it as number one, Psalm 1? The very interesting thing is that you and I didn't arrange it. I'm of the opinion that God supervised even the arrangement here, and because it falls into place in such a very wonderful way. And you have here this book of Numbers, and it opens with Moses and the pictures out there on the desert. Remember when they left the land of Egypt? They came first to Mount Sinai, were given the law. Then they went up to enter into the land, and they didn't enter into the land. They turned back into that frightful desert, and for 38 years they wandered in that desert until that generation died. You know, Moses saw a lot of people die, several million of them. And this is a psalm of death. Now, Psalm 9 is a psalm of death. Psalm 91 is a psalm of life. And we'll get to Psalm 91, I hope, today. Will you notice what he says here? This, to me, is a remarkable psalm. And it was Martin Luther who said of this psalm, he says, just as Moses acts in teaching the law, so does he in this psalm. And it actually teaches death, sin, and condemnation. What? In order that he may alarm the proud who are secure in their sins, that he may set before their eyes their sin and their evil. It was Martin Luther who wrote that. May I say to you, that is the teaching of this psalm. Now notice how majestic and sublime it opens. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. And the word everlasting is very interesting in the Hebrew. It's very figurative. It means from the vanishing point to the vanishing point, thou art God. That is, from back yonder to the vanishing point in eternity past, looking out yonder to the future in eternity future. And you just go as far as you can to the vanishing point, he's still God. Oh, how majestic this is. And man is just the creature of God. He is the offspring, as it were. Back in Genesis, Moses had written, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And then again, that's Genesis 1:27. And in Genesis 2:7, he says, and the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, man became a living soul. This is a psalm that speaks of the fact of the creation of man. Man's not an evolved animal, but he's a creature that's in a class by himself. And he has a body that's taken from the ground, and that's a body that he's going to earn his living down here by the sweat of his brow, until the day comes when unto dust thou shalt return, because God took his body out of the ground and God created him. That's the picture of man.